The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
The Eurovision semi-final last night, or did you boycott it because of the involvement of Israel in this year's competition? Not taking part in last night's semi-final, but they will be in tomorrow night's and maybe in the final on Saturday evening, where Ireland will be part for the first time since 2018. Now, in a moment, to talk more of the political aspects of what's going on, we'll have Dave Hanratty with us. But first, in Malmo is Eurovision superfan, Today FM's Russell Alford. How are you, Russell?
Very good. Matt, good evening from Scandinavia.
Okay, I think you've taken the bridge over to Copenhagen, have you?
I have. Technically not in Malmo right now, in Copenhagen for a little afternoon jaunt across the bridge. It's great having the public transport to do so.
Okay, but you're back across on Saturday to see Ireland's entry. Is it possible that it's a contender?
It looks that way at the moment. At the moment, we're looking at fourth ranking in the odds, which is pretty incredible for Ireland after such a run of non-qualifiers. And even when we have qualified, we haven't even placed too well, the exception being Jedward back over 10 years ago. But even just the buzz on the ground and the buzz online around Bambi Thug, it is electric. I have never seen the support to this level for an Irish act in years.
Why is that, do you think?
It's a combination of things. Personality. Bambi has such an infectious personality. They are really likable, despite maybe what people might see on the surface as scary and terrifying with that gothy appearance. Many people are very much falling in love with them. The other thing is as well, the performance. Ultimately, the performance. People I know were not too big, weren't big fans of the song when it came out on Eurosong back at the beginning of the year. But the transformation from the late, late shit stage to the Eurovision stage has been nothing short of miraculous. You have one of the most spectacular looking performances of the semi-final last night. It really stood out for all the right reasons. Currently on YouTube, it is up there with Ukraine and Croatia as having 1.5 million views already in the 12-15 hours since it was published. It is hugely popular already.
Okay, and what is it about the performance that didn't see it? What's so striking about it for those who didn't see them doing it?
It's really hard because it was so captivating. It was all about, like, there was candles on the stage, there was lots of movement, it was very dark imagery, quick cuts to camera. It was if you ever thought of what Ireland has sent to Eurovision in the past, this is the polar opposite of that in every way, shape and form. And it is akin to, it looks like a music video. It is an incredible performance. They have a dancer alongside them who has the most incredible body makeup on, which really just sets it apart from anything else in the competition.
Okay, well, talking about body makeup, there has been a controversy about the messaging behind the body art on Bambi Thug's face and legs. Let's hear them respond to that.
You've chosen Ogham writing in your face and on your leg as a part of your stage costume, and the words are ceasefire and freedom for Palestine. Why was it important for you to include those hidden messages in your stage costume?
It was very important for me because I am pro-justice and pro-peace. Unfortunately, I had to change those messages today to Crown the Witch only, in order from the EBU.
Okay, how did the European Broadcasting Union cop that these were the messages?
Online, quite a lot of people have been reading into it. Usually a lot of people who are very much on the Palestinian, pro-Palestinian side, who are still supporting and watching Eurovision this year, or Bambi fans in particular. And they have noted that the own language was there, and it did read ceasefire now on one side of their face and free Palestine on the other. Complaints may have been made through the processes of the channels at the EBU, and the EBU ordered them to change it for the performance on the live show. Now, it wasn't the only controversy. Obviously, this didn't go out on the live show. This was all alerted beforehand. But on the live show, there was an opening performance from a Swedish singer named Erik Sade, and he wore a symbol of Palestine on his wrist. He is half Palestinian himself, and there was a lot of controversy about that. And he has made many statements saying, "I still stand by what I did." So this, even though it's going on, even though the contest is going on and the EBU, in many people's opinions, including my own, are not doing the right thing right now, there's a lot of controversy still happening as a result of the decision to include Israel this year.
Okay, and we'll get to that in a second. I want to bring Dave Hanratty in. What do you make, Dave, of the fact that Bambi Thug was made to take off their face these messages?
It was always going to happen this way. I mean, once they broadcast that in the rehearsal stage and fans online deciphered the own script, this was always going to happen when it came to the more official final stages. And this has been known for some time, and Bambi Thug has been at pains to stress that they are trying to make statements. They have said that their presence at the competition is more important than not being there, and will do everything in their power to try and raise awareness and show support and, you know, broadcast a message of peace to the world. And you heard it there as well in their, you know, kind of post-match press conference style situation where they said that they are pro-justice and pro-peace. And I've no problem with believing that. I've no question over their sentimentality, but I just think that by being present in this competition, you're trying to have it both ways, and I just don't think that washes. And, you know, I would echo what Russell was saying. The performance last night was spectacular, genuinely one of the most creative things Ireland has ever done on that stage, and we may well win it, but I just think that it shouldn't be taking place at all. That is the opinion I've had for months, as have many, many other people who voiced opposition, and Bambi Thug has held firm.
Sorry, do you believe that countries such as Ireland should have pulled out once Israel was left in? Or do you believe that Israel should have been expelled from the contest till everyone else get on with it?
Yeah, I guess it's a case of both, isn't it? I mean, I think Israel should have been booted out, absolutely, much like Russia were 2 years ago, and there seemed to be no problem there, even though Eurovision officials have said that there is a difference this time around, and it's to do with kind of member states voting against them and so forth. That feels like internal politics to me. And I do think that once it became apparent that Israel weren't getting kicked out, Ireland had an opportunity to reflect, I think, what we have seen in the culture, in the country, across the board in many respects, and they could have been that outlier. They could have made a statement. I think Bambi Thug should have made that statement. They have done numerous press interviews and have said things along the lines of, if I wasn't participating in this competition, I probably would boycott it. And I just don't know how you can have that viewpoint. I just don't see how that makes sense. It's a contradiction in terms. And while, yes, there are contracts that have been signed, and yes, there will be fines and there will be punishments, etc., I think if Bambi Thug had made the decision to exit the competition, they would have received an awful lot more support. Even if you want to look at it cynically from a career perspective, we'd be talking about this artist for decades. I think it would have a positive effect. And I just find that while they make these statements about how pro-justice they are, put your money where your mouth is. The whole point of a boycott is to sacrifice something that you've built for. But ultimately, when it comes to the artists that are participating in this stage, and I think back to the open letter that went out alongside Ali Alexander and other artists, I think the ego is trumping everything here. They want the stage. They want the performance. It is a spectacular performance, but this is not the year to do it.
The European Broadcasting Union seems to want to, it says, take the politics out of the Eurovision in the way that often people say, don't mix sport and politics. But the very nature of the competition is people are performing on behalf of countries. We will see tomorrow night flags been waved on behalf of Israel all over the stadium, presumably, and by the participants who are on behalf of that particular country. So would you urge, Dave, that people should be boycotting tomorrow night, viewing it as a mark of protest about Israel's participation?
I would, yeah. And I know that there'd be people listening to me right now who think that that's ridiculous, that this is just a frivolous competition and it's a bit of escapism. And listen, we do need escapism right now, especially in the form of entertainment. And I'm not looking to ruin anybody's Saturday night at all. But if you look at Panty Bliss this week said, you know, I'm not showing it in my venue. And that's, you know, like a huge statement of intent right there. And of course, that comes with a backlash and it comes with people who are upset. But that's the whole point. The point is that if you stand up and if you publicly put on a display, or rather in this case, turn off your display and say that we're not going to stand for this, it does have an effect. And I think ultimately, you know, it's a strange year because Bambi Thug has an awful lot, you know, there's an awful lot of goodwill there, and they are representational. They're representing non-binary people, they're representing the queer community and doing a great job of it. I just wish it wasn't this year. And I wish that people would kind of vote and show people that they're not going to actually get involved. And I will say lastly as well, you know, whether it's tactical voting, whether it's governments getting involved or whatever, the notion that the Eurovision is apolitical, the notion that it's not a political beast is a joke. This is one of the most political competitions of all time, no matter how escapist and theatrical it is.
Okay, going back to you, Russell Alford, Israel participating tomorrow night, as one listener has pointed out to me, Moroccan Oil is the Eurovision sponsor and it also happens to be an Israeli company, which sort of ruins the conspiracy theory that I was going to float to you, which is that Israel won't qualify tomorrow night, that the EBU, to make sure that there isn't trouble at Saturday night's final, will just simply make sure that Israel doesn't get through to it.
Yeah, and the Moroccan Oil thing is one of the stories that is kind of a linchpin in this whole situation. There is talk that that contract ends as of this year, which has not been confirmed or denied just yet. Chances are, though, this is 100% televote, so there's no juries involved in this. So it is entirely up to the people in the countries of tomorrow night's show picking up their phone and voting. Will enough people do so for the Israeli act? It remains to be seen. I haven't listened to the song, for the record. I have not heard the song. I will be switching it off when it's on, when I'm in the arena on Saturday. If they qualify, I'm walking out. I have nil interest in it. And ultimately, people who are supportive of the Israel act and country will vote for it. And many people do that to possibly troll the contest as well. To, you know, it's very, even if they have nil interest in the whole thing, this is what's going to happen essentially tomorrow night. And it's exactly what you said. It is a political beast. There's no way there's no politics involved with Eurovision.
Thank you very much, Russell Alford, our Today FM's Eurovision super fan in Copenhagen, close to Malmo, back there on Saturday, and Dave Hanratty for being with us as well. So, lots of comments coming in from listeners to 0874100102. One says, the responsibility should never have been put on the artists. RT should have pulled them out if the EBU decided not to kick Israel out. It's unfair to put the onus on Bambi Thug.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.